and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my fry friends.
Your fry friends?
Fry friends. Nathan, go ahead.
Fry friends?
Nathan.
Deep fried friends. Good ref. Good ref.
Hey, I'm Nathan. I'm a Finch. I'm a shoelace. I'm Nathan. I'm a fidget. Play fidget the gnome sorcerer.
I hate my life.
Hi, I'm Chris. I play Grimlock, the dwarven source, dwarven inventor.
No!
And I like onion rings, actually.
Keep going. Okay.
I'm Elmer, and I played Akbu.
I'm Zach. I play as Naz, and Chick-fil-A has the best waffle fries.
I'm Marcus. I play Snap, the snow goblin, and I'm a curly fry.
All right, we're in a bit of a pickle. Last week, Akbu. You know what? We're not going to put this on Akbu.
Yeah,
it's not Akbu's fault.
No one said it was Akbu's fault.
No one said it was
Naz's fault.
We
said it's the DM's lying.
I like where this is going. Let's all please continue saying nice things about Akbu.
Akbu lived a great life.
Do you guys remember when Akbu?
Okay, wait, no.
Honestly,
what a hero! The best of us.
He was the best of you guys.
But he's a statue.
He's a statue now. Snap and Naz, you went off. Professor asked Snap to deal with a cow, try to go find it. Snap went to go get his buddy Naz, because that's who you get when you need to go find a cow. You get Naz. They found a cow, turned into a statue.
You sound a little facetious.
I'm just recording, or not recording. Telling what happened in the past.
You better be recording.
I am recording. Then a cockatrice came out of the rocks. Snap was trying to back up away from it, but Naz said no and decided to go tooth to tooth with the cockatrice. Violence ensued. The party managed to get there just in time to see Akbu turn into a statue. Akbu.
Is he a full-blown statue, or is it just his arm?
Full-blown statue.
Can he hear us?
He can't. In his mind, it's just blank.
Is he like in purgatory or something?
Huh?
He's frozen in carbonite.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's frozen in carbonite. So, we left in the middle of combat. We'll begin in the middle of combat. Akbu, you can go ahead and pray. You have a chance. There is a chance. During the middle of sessions, we talked about what the opportunity was for that, and we'll talk about that after you guys deal with this cockatrice, because I'm going to be real. It's angry, and it wants to eat.
Does it eat the statues?
You could say that. It does something to the statues.
Is it with a cherry filling or something?
Yeah. Exactly like that.
What?
Okay, whose turn is it?
It is Fidget's turn. Okay. Oh, JK. It was the cockatrice's turn. Its second action was to bite Akbu. Third action, you guys are gonna love this. It flies up in the air.
That's fine.
It flies up. 5, 10... 15. And it is right above you, Fidget. About 10 feet up in the air.
Cool. Great.
Yep. And that's its turn.
Is it my turn now?
Fidget, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, Fidget runs up. This is like now watching this and has just watched Akbu turn to stone and lets out a very loud gasp. And is now just fucking scared. You said okay. how high is it to be?
10 feet in the air.
Okay.
What's wrong, Nathan?
This is
do it.
Are you role okay. playing?
Something terrible is gonna happen.
No, don't do it, Nathan.
No, wait.
Nathan, don't do it.
Do it.
What am I gonna do, Joe? Like
self-destruct or something?
Joe, what am I gonna do?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I think it's too heavy, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll work.
I think it's too heavy.
That's not what's gonna happen. No, something terrible's gonna happen. Something strange is gonna happen to Fidget. Because she watched Akbu just do that, happened to him, and her two things are gonna happen. One, her hands start glowing a strange green color as she begins to cast the spell Spider Sting.
Okay.
Which is a ranged attack. It's a touch range spell. Where I duplicate a spider's venom and I deal damage, and then it potentially poisons them. But as you said, it's 10 feet in the air, and almost instinctually, she starts to reach up, and you all watch as her arms grow 10 feet long.
Let's go.
It's like Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, her arms extend 10 feet long, and she's
literally Jordan dunking.
She's and she's gonna attempt to fucking do the thing. So I only have to be in range. You have to roll a fortitude saving throw.
Okay, it rolled a 13.
It fails.
All right, what happens?
Okay, so one, you take 1d4 piercing damage.
Okay.
Immediately, which is just one.
Okay.
But now you are afflicted with spider venom at stage one.
Where did that go?
So it's gonna be four rounds. You take 1d4 poison damage and you're enfeebled.
Oh my god!
You're enfeebled for one round.
What was that?
You're enfeebled for one round.
Okay. What does that do?
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, sounds good. Is that your whole turn?
Yeah, because the spell was two actions and the tentacular limbs was one action.
Okay. All right. It didn't like that as you reached out with your hands and stung it?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck is your problem? Grimlock, you just saw one friend turn to stone, another friend's arm reach out 10 feet longer than it's supposed to be.
Okay, I got it, Joe. You take a minus one to all strength-based rolls and DCs.
And also
strength-based melee attack rolls.
Okay, sounds good.
So just minus one, because it's an enfeebled one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Grimlock, it's your turn.
Yeah, I have a question. Are daggers throwable in this game?
Yeah.
Because the only weapon I could have that reaches him, because he's still in the air, right, after that?
Yeah, he's still up in the air.
Okay, I'm gonna throw my dagger. It's actually my clan dagger. I hope that's not offensive to my clan.
You tell me if that's offensive to your people.
You're a clansman?
No, it's. I don't think Grimlock cares all too much. He's not gonna lose it. He's just gonna let the chicken borrow it. So I'm gonna throw it at it. But before that, I'm gonna pop my owlbear claw. Which, as you remember, it's a one-time use item, and it automatically crits. It rolls a crit on it automatically.
All right. So, what does a dagger do, damage-wise, when it crits?
Are all items not the same with the?
It should just be double damage, Joe.
Okay.
Sounds good. It should just be
2d4 plus your bonus.
Yeah, plus your strength.
Okay, I rolled a 9 damage total.
Your strength times 2, right, Digit?
No, just the strength is just flat, right?
I thought you double your bonuses.
You do double your bonuses.
Okay, 11 damage total at the chicken.
Wow, that dagger goes straight into one of its wings and like tears it. It's looking beat up bad.
But it's still flying.
It's still flying. It's a very strong cockatrice. Snap. Oh, is that your whole turn? Good luck.
Oh, shoot. Who is a? I'm gonna also move towards my friend Natty. This is the first time we're gonna use it. I'm gonna use my cauterizing with my tool, my weapon, to try to heal.
Can you roleplay this out for me?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to do this again. Okay, I approach Naz. Naz, what are you on your? Are you on your walking around on your arms? Is that a thing?
What?
It was in his legs.
Walking around on your arms.
Were his legs not working? On your arms?
Are you asking if I'm walking around on handstands?
Yeah. How were you moving?
I thought I was moving just with my legs, but like I'm moving my legs individually as I walk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're both like tree stumps. It's like slowly.
Okay, well I see. So right now I saw him moving really slowly. Like he looked real beat up. Something was going on. So I approach him. I take out my my great axe, my war axe, and then
Whoa! What are you doing? What are you doing with that? Hey. Trust me, I think it's gonna help you. I haven't tested it yet. You're the first, and I'm gonna.
I don't like the sound of that. But go ahead.
Okay. And I am gonna attempt. So my great axe starts whirring again, and then it's getting really hot, and I'm gonna apply the axe straight to his wounds that he's been getting.
Is it like what a happens? Beam of sunlight or anything?
And then I heal. I think it's just a D4. I don't know if it's any bonuses, but that's pretty much it. It's just I'm closing his wound. If anything, right. He can't feel anything right now. So you know.
Stone leg.
Or he feels everything.
Ah! Whoa!
You heal for 3 points of damage.
Sick.
Nice.
Akbu.
Yes.
It's Naz's turn.
Oh my god.
What the fuck,
Mike?
Hey, Akbu.
What's wrong?
Hey, Akbu, you suck.
Damn.
Alright, it's the cockatrice's turn. It's going at you, Fidget. It didn't like what it just saw. So it's gonna dive bomb you.
First, it takes the D4 damage.
Oh yeah, go ahead and roll that.
4 points damage.
Oh, ow.
4 points of poison damage, yeah.
Alright. This might be it. Looks like it might be it for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna roll. I'm just gonna roll a d20. I'm just gonna do math. 8 plus 13 is a
21.
21 is 21 hit.
Yeah.
Alright, that means I do.
This is the first time Fidget's ever gotten hit.
This is the first time you ever got hit?
Yep.
You serious?
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
You take 2 points of damage.
Why 2?
What?
Why 2?
It takes a -2 to hit. That's why it was doing 0 damage to some of these.
Okay. Well, plus a -1 because enfeebled.
You take 1
of strength,
point.
Right? Yeah. So that means, does that mean it's now like a level with me?
Yes, it is now on the ground poking at you.
Okay.
Roll me a fortitude save.
Sure. I'm great at it.
Fuck. He's great at it.
That's a 1? That's a 1. That's a natural 1.
0 point.
No, I refuse.
This is not a hero moment.
Alright, yeah, I'll do a hero point because I don't.
I just realized if Chris didn't bully Elmer into using all of his hero points,
Hey, I didn't bully him.
Probably still failed. That's a that would be a 9.
That's a crit failure.
Mm-hmm.
You become slowed 2.
Okay.
I'm gonna make sure that's correct.
He's gonna have attack you again.
Yep, slow 2 on critical failure. And it's gonna attack you. This is its last attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's finesse. 4 plus 13 minus 5.
Evan.
Nothing. 7.
Nope.
Yeah, doesn't do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Alright. That's its turn. You guys need to take this thing out. I will kill Fidget. Fidget, it's your turn.
So I'm slowed 2, right?
You are slowed 2. You have 1 action.
She's gonna cast a spell.
That spell be?
Shield. Shield. Yeah, she's gonna cast shield. So she's gonna raise her hands and like you'll see a thinly veiled, colored energy shield just kind of like appear in front of her. And then she starts. Then like she notices her arms are all loopy and she'll scream.
And she'll scream.
And she'll scream, what happened to me?
Grimlock, your turn.
All right. Just as soon as the steam or smoke is coming off of Naz's body, I raise my war axe and I quickly approach this monster that is decimating my team one by one. I raise it up. Okay, so I move. Okay, that's a 19.
A 19 just
20.
Hits. Okay, 20 hits better.
14
on
that.
Oh my god.
Got a 12.
That's a lot of damage.
It's dead, right?
It is dead. You cleave its lower jaw off.
Jesus.
And it's gone. It's dead. Forever. So there you are. In the middle of this ring of cows with a dead chicken, 2 half paralyzed party members, 1 party member completely turned to stone, and Snap. And you hear in the background the camp just rustling and bustling, trying to get everyone to calm down by the campfire. But it looks like everyone saw you guys fight this thing off and what it did, and they're like they're moving around, but they're also just like kind of entranced by what they just saw.
Cool.
Okay.
So who can still talk? Everyone but
Aku. Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked Fidget, are you feeling there? What's going on?
Well, I don't feel so good, Grimlock.
Oh, why are you talking like that? Is it her arms that are like turning into stone, or is there a green? Right?
Yeah, it's her arms.
Are you stupid?
I'm like kind of poking at her, trying to move the arm to see if it's like working normally. You know,
you're not good at listening.
How do I? Can I roll a nature check or anything? What do I? What
yeah, you can roll a nature check. Nature or medicine.
Or total, 19 plus 5.
You can see that the poison is, it's going through her, but it'll leave soon enough. This isn't permanent, but if you look behind you and you see Akbu, you can tell that that's a much dire concern.
Give it to me straight, Doc.
Fidget, I think...
Am I going to be a statue too?
No, Fidget, please. Be quiet. I think you're going to be okay. This
be quiet.
It will course through
arms,
you and
it
will be out
arms?
Quickly, okay?
And she like waves her noodle arms. My arm, what happened
the
to
most
my
important,
arms?
The most good important luck. Thing is you got to stop talking and then it will help you heal faster, okay? Okay? Do you understand me?
Yeah,
are you
yeah,
nodding?
Okay.
I said stop talking. Are you? Do you understand me?
She closes her mouth. She closes her mouth and starts and just nods.
Okay, I leave Fidget, and I guess I'm going next to. I'm going with Akbu and Snap, and we're looking at him.
So due to my nature check, basically because I got the. You give me the. Do I know how it would. Basically, that it's up to him to kind of
Yeah.
Like, work through it?
Basically, it's all on Akbu to get through this. You guys can... I will give Akbu some circumstantial bonuses if you roleplay well enough and tell me what you can do to, like, emotionally or spiritually help him. But...
So what I'll do
is... It's gonna be him rolling that save.
I'll play some... I pull out my bag, and I take some herbs and some roots, and I, like, you know, make a paste, rub it, like, on his face, on his arms, everywhere affected. And then at the end of it... Yeah, with just herbs and, like, kind of, like, roots and stuff. And then...
Don't forget my butt.
I'll cast Guidance on him.
Okay.
Too. And so, with Guidance, Elmer, you get plus one to a saving throw, I'm pretty sure. To any roll, I guess. It improves a plus one to an attack roll, perception, saving throw, or skill check. So, saving throw. Or fortitude check, whatever. So, you get a plus one.
So, and yeah, so usually that spell only lasts for, like, 6 seconds, but because we're doing this, we'll have it add to his... Because you're role-playing with it and making it all nice and pretty, we'll say that it's going to help him. Yeah, you're prepping him.
And then so also, because I did my ceremony, I use my root magic. It's part of my background. It's a feat. So I give him this talisman, which he'll give it... he'll get plus one to a circumstance roll.
Oh.
Is it technically against the spell? Because it's like magical effect.
That's a great question.
I think it's more like a supernatural ability.
Yeah, because it's a beast. It's not supernatural.
Yeah, but the turning the person to stone is a supernatural ability.
That's true.
You could just, it's still an animal, but it's like the ability to turn things to stone.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna do it. It's not.
All right. Well, you'll still have it, Elmer, yeah. Since I already used it on you for the day. You'll have it for the rest of the day if you wait, though.
All right, Grimlock, you see this happening?
That's not really. This isn't really up my alley. How I could aid him. I'm trying to think, like, maybe I could just lay him to rest in somewhere nice. Like,
take him back to his... Take him back to his cart to rest.
What did Akbu like most? Do you like nature? Anyone know?
Prostitutes. I'll
ride swiftly to town. He was a man of faith, but... on the low... Man, he could have get rid of them prostitutes. Fucking diving in them.
You could not shake that habit. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna drag his. Oh, I'm gonna drag his stone body. If anyone wants to help me, we'll just drag it to his cart.
I'll do my best to help. I'm not gonna be very helpful though.
Don't chip anything.
Oh, everyone throw me a perception check.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone that's helping.
Oh, I'm not.
There's another cockatoo.
Oh, I'm not. Well, I get... Would I help? I mean, I'll help you get him on the
car. You're around it. All right. Naz, you stumble upon what looks like... it looks like the same, like, figure as Grimlock. It looks like a dwarf, but it's a rock, too. But it looks thinner. And to the side of it, I'm sorry, hold on.
Do you know what I see?
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
There's a corpse, sorry, a corpse of a dwarf.
Not stone or a corpse?
A corpse. Like it was hidden under the rocks. Of a dwarf wearing a suit of splint mail armor.
The fuck?
And it has a low-grade cold iron pick.
Okay, cool.
I tell everybody else that I see this.
And there's also 30 pieces of silver.
I tell everybody but that. I'm just kidding.
I don't think I really want anything on there.
The dwarf looks really, like, thin and braille, like it finished eating.
Do I know, do I recognize anything about him?
Do I know him?
What did you say, Chris? I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering, like, is he familiar at all? Is there any familiar tributes to either me or my background or the circus?
No, no. It's just a dwarf.
Dang. And he just happens to be dead.
Yeah, under, he just, like, underneath. This cockatoo has probably lived circus. Here for a while and just got one.
Okay, well,
So I probably had to do something with the circus, but whatever.
It's Splint Man?
Yep.
Fidget is, since she knows the feeling of how the poison worked, how it made it cold and cold and slow. Also, by now her arms are back to normal. It only lasts for a minute.
Yeah.
She's gonna wrap Akbu in a bunch of blankets and other like kind of like stuff, like warm things that she can find, to start wrapping the statue, wrapping Akbu up. As if in like some attempt to keep him warm.
All right. And then the professor is gonna approach you guys and be like, hey, God. All right.
Fuck that professor.
So, you found the cow. It's good.
Is the cow still alive? Can it?
What the fuck does this professor do?
I feel like cows have good fortitude.
What cow? What are you talking? Do you not see Akbu?
I see Akbu. I'm just trying to get my bearings. There's a lot happening.
Listen up, here, professor. I think you got to start to need to explain what's your significance around here?
What's your deal?
Because my legs are fucking rock.
Your legs are back to normal.
I'm fine now.
They were rock.
They were rock. And because of that, I'm pissed.
I don't know what that thing is. He points at the monstrosity. Like, I don't know. I'm just here to help run the circus.
But you're doing a terrible fucking job.
Yeah, your priorities are all over the place.
Why are you a professor?
What's your doctorate?
Are you even teaching anything?
I know circus life. That's what I do.
No, you don't. No, the fucking
this
don't.
This isn't circus life. This isn't normal.
Yeah, you're fucking telling me.
I think
my homie is now a statue.
I see. We need to put him. Do you think the fire would help? We put him by the fire.
We. What is this? We.
Can you put him by the fire?
No, I think you. You want to put him in the fire?
No.
Wait, what?
Put him by the fire. Maybe we can warm him.
He's a rock. What kind of? Where did you go to school? What the fuck?
I just think if we get him by the, I don't know what to do. This is all very confusing. I think it's time we go to the authorities.
Oh, now? Now you want to go?
We sent them last night.
What about Myron? When I said that shit about Myron, you didn't want to do anything.
Because we needed to do the show. People need food.
We need Akbu.
We need answers.
Akbu would know what to do. Have you guys tried waking him up?
Like, should we shake
him? Has anyone called his name? I think it's time we go talk to the mayor. I think the time. Honestly, I thought it was the time in the morning, and so I may have made a executive decision.
You know, Professor, if that is your real name. Why don't you just stay here and count your fucking beans while I go talk to the mayor? Okay, I know him. I know him more than you do, and I honestly, your leadership qualities are in question right now. So.
I'm starting to think that his name is actually Professor and that he's actually not a professor.
I don't know if he's a real person.
All right.
But I, I'm with Fidget.
No, you guys can go. You guys can go talk to him.
I am going to talk to him.
If it's okay with you, can I send in our? Give me a second. I'm loading up my document.
It's you fucking robot?
There. It's getting there. Hold on. Word isn't loading.
Oh, great. He has dementia or something. His words are not loading.
Look, I'm going to start going. Look, I'm going to sit here and see if anything changes. Akbu, if nothing changes, then I'm going to go.
Please. I'll go. Wait.
Fidget, please go.
I want to go.
Fuck this professor.
Oh, just wait 1 second.
Can Akbu make his roll now?
Why do we even need this cow? What's so important with the cow?
I mean, livestock is important, but, like, I mean, there's priorities right now, okay?
I mean, there's horses over here.
There's horses there. Can I just send in the sideshow of everyday marvels to the city to maybe get some more information? They're kind of like not our sideshow, but I mean, I called them the sideshow.
You literally just call them sideshow. What the fuck? Oh my god! I feel like I'm losing brain cells talking to you!
Are you making this up as you go? Are you making this up as you go?
No, there's the bearded man, there's the tattooed woman, the unjoined twins, the dog-faced dog, and we just got someone new to join too. Our psychic.
Is this a neighbor? Another?
Our mystic seer.
Fidget, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't care. Yeah, sure. She can do whatever. He can do whatever he wants. I'm waiting to see if Anthony chases Akbu, and if nothing changes in an hour, then I'm gonna go walk down to Aberton and go talk to the mayor.
Alright, I'm gonna send them into the town to go see what's going on.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Okay, team break. This was an excellent plan.
You're not part of the team.
Misfits on three.
Get the fuck out of here! And for the first time, she actually cusses. She curses at him. Get the fuck out of here!
Okay. He goes off and he gets a group of people Fries, together, I hope. And they make their way to town.
Fuck.
Grimlock, is he like that? Was he always like that? Have you known him for as long as Myron?
He's been around since Myron, right, Joe?
Yeah, him and Myron came from the Celestial Menagerie.
Yep. So is he always like that?
Honestly, I haven't heard much from him. You know, I spoke directly more to Myron. And he was always just around. I don't know what he was doing. That was a great question. Well, is he a professor? Real one? Or is he his name Professor? I don't know. I never found out. But,
he's the worst. If I'm being 100% honest with everyone here right now, even you, Akbu, she pats him on the leg. I do not trust this guy. Okay? I mean, when Myron died, when we found Myron's dead body, he just didn't bat an eye. He just said, get on with the show. You know, keep doing your thing. And then, you know, when we killed that lady last night, all of a sudden he wanted to call the authorities. And it's like, it's just like, why wouldn't he want to call the authorities when, you know, our boss was murdered, you know? But now all of a sudden, now he's in charge, giving us orders, telling us what to do. I honestly am not, I don't trust the professor right now.
I say we kill him.
Well, okay, let's not do anything hasty.
Never trust an option.
Look, all right, clear.
Just give me the word.
I have another suggestion.
I'll bite his ass.
I have another suggestion. Why don't we just have someone tail him for a little bit? And I have the perfect candidate.
Akbu.
She holds up Bartholomew. Her rat familiar.
The fuck is that?
Well, Snap. I'm sure you saw him the other day, but I'm sure of things that I do have not been really been interested in, so you haven't been watching. He is my partner, and he is very smart, and he's very capable. And today he can talk, and he'll be able to report to me everything he. I'll have him follow and stalk the professor all day.
Whoa! You're saying that I can talk?
Yeah, I can talk.
Make it speak.
I mean, you can talk. You can talk to him.
Hey guys.
Was it?
Oh, no, please, no.
Oh, I'm Skavon.
My God. Just give him a regular voice. He's not. He doesn't.
I don't want to hear that.
He doesn't have to be the less that. The better. Whatever that was.
That's not Bartholomew's voice. Oi.
That's fine.
Oi. What you want?
Wait,
Bartholomew, we're partying for today.
What the fuck is this accent?
I said the less the better.
This is Bartholomew. He just, you know, he can speak today, and you know he's gonna be very helpful. And I think the best way he can be helpful is by spying on the professor for us.
Keep permission to speak, sir.
I mean, yeah, Bartholomew, you don't have to ask for permission. You're an equal. You're not my servant.
Thank you for permission. I am here to serve you. I will be here. Guidance.
Are you sure that thing's smart?
Look, he's just a little shy. He's much more relaxed and like talks and like acts like an actual person.
I thought I was supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, no. But and she like turns her back to us and like, yeah, Bartholomew, yeah, you can be cool, but like, whatever you're doing now is. It's not cool. It's making me look really bad, okay?
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll be good.
Know, just how we talk each other, you know? Just how we talk. Just
okay.
Talk like
okay,
that.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay, cool. Sounds great. All right, awesome. Okay. She turns back. Yeah, he's very capable. He's been around me since day one.
What's up? How you doing?
Please.
I think you might need a new familiar.
He's just very shy.
Over here.
He doesn't talk to people normally. He doesn't really talk to other people besides me. So he's just a little shy.
This performance by Bartholomew is gonna kill me.
This is gonna make me sad. So.
I am going to die on purpose.
I walked away.
Yeah, I know. I saw. So, okay, well, okay, that's what's gonna happen. So Bartholomew's gonna go spy on the professor, and we'll go.
Did you
to
do good? Did you good?
Bartholomew, you did great. Okay, just look, I'm very proud of you. Just okay, you know, just remember, just deep breaths. You know what we talked about. Just talk to, just be normal. Now, while you're following the professor, you can't be seen. All right,
sneaky. I'd be sneaky.
Yes, be very sneaky. Yes, okay. And just like sneaky, you know, poke around his things, and just follow him. Make sure just kind of see what he does all day, and then later tonight. I'll find you back at the tent, and then we can debrief.
Should we meet by Snaps?
No, by me. Honestly, I feel like if you go by Snap, his little companion might eat you.
I think me and him could be best friends forever.
We will talk about that later once Snap is more comfortable around the group. Right now, he seems very standoffish, and I don't think I don't want to perceive as overbearing, you know?
No, it is a good plan. I approve.
Cool, great.
Right, I'll see you later.
Bye. All right, good luck. Love you.
Love you too. Wait. He goes back.
No. Yes.
Hey, lift me up.
Okay, she picks him up and lifts him up.
Make sure to be safe, okay?
Yeah, of course. I'm always careful. I remember everything that you taught me, and we'll be great. We're just gonna go down to Aberton. We know Aberton. You'll be safe.
Okay. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Is there a plan B? I'm not sure if I fucking like that little thing.
No, look, Bartholomew will be great. He's very capable. I've known him my whole life, and he's never led me wrong. Now. How's Akbu doing? Can we do anything else, or should we just go to Aberton?
Well, the professor said that we should probably put it next to a fire.
And like I said, I don't trust him, and I don't, you know, I'd rather not.
Neither do I.
I think we should leave it. Leave him. leave him. just at rest, and hopefully he can find his own way back to us. I think
to God.
Akbu strong. I think. Oh, yeah.
Akbu, what does Akbu dream of?
Moving.
Not being in the circus.
Yeah, being at a temple.
He's at peace right now. Okay.
No, because you said everything went blank.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing, there's no brain activity going on right now.
Yeah, it's just, the last thing you remember is throwing a punch and then it's just blackness. Right. I just wanted to check up on you, see if you're okay. I mean, we can fast forward to the next day.
Well, before we do anything, oh, wait, I want to look for the den of the chicken.
What's that, Marcus? I'm sorry.
The chicken's den, where it keeps its loot.
You're going to look around it?
I'm going to look for it.
Oh, Snaz found it.
That was it?
That was it.
It was just a dead dwarf.
A dead dwarf, some armor, a cold iron pick, and some silver.
I thought you said gold.
30 silver piece. Okay, before we end the day or whatever, Grimlock wanted to also talk to the group about the findings from the night before. Inside the cart, in the journal, in the code that we found, because Grimlock spent a long time trying to decipher what the code meant, if it is a code at all. So if we're all still in a circle, I just want to, Grimlock's going to just talk about that.
Sure, and then this is all new for Fidget, because she wasn't part of that.
Okay, thing, well, so I caught up, yeah, you, and I don't think Naz was there. So we told you all about the journal and everything and how put the torch to it, it changed. And then with those letters,
well, we found at the back of the book, we found some letters. And you see they're written right here. And I just spent a long time deciphering these. And here are some possibilities, so I want you guys to listen in case this sounds familiar at all. So, I am Skane. I am Sean C. I am Snake with a C. I am Canes. And first off, does anyone know anyone by the name of Skane, Sean C, Snake, or Canes? Anybody?
No.
Did you make that up?
No, I don't know it. Grimlock, if you don't mind, can I hold the journal?
Oh yeah, one second. Briefly, just a few more names. I gotta.
No. I look. I appreciate all the work you did, but I think I could get some more information faster.
I can't say main aces, main case, anamices, as Iceman, Ack.
Did you say C-man. Iceman?
Yeah. Do you know Iceman? Do you know?
No, him? I don't know. But that just sounds very cool.
Okay. I ska mana as cinema.
Ska.
Does anyone know what a cinema is? I've never heard of it.
Cinema.
Amnesiac and man I a sack. So, do these ring any bells here? I'm just trying to get you guys thinking about this, you know?
No, I can't say that I know any of those things, but I have this thing I can do, and maybe it can help.
Hey, if you want to just ignore all the work I put in, I stayed up really late for this. Okay.
You did a good job. You did a good job. I just want to do my thing and like maybe it'll shed more and see what any of your things were right. Okay, and she grabs a journal and she's gonna sit down with it. And just hold it in her hands, and she's gonna cast a spell. Before she goes, what are we looking for, real quick? Like, what am I trying to find with this book?
I don't know. Would kill Myron, maybe.
Okay. All right. Okay.
My money's on Sean C. That's a big one.
Okay, I will just close my eyes, and I'm just gonna sit here and just concentrate on the book. On the book. On the book.
And your vision goes gray. And you see the book being written in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really tell who's writing in it, but you can just see the words like almost appearing on the page.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can really see from this. It's just the words being written. And it's talking about how he's sad. He's sad that his best friend's gone. The bear keeper. He wishes he had more time. He wishes that they could have seen the circus where it's at now. And this seems to be written like the night before your guys' big performance.
Mm-hmm.
And he just keeps going on like, I wish you could see this. I wish you could see these new performers I have. We just picked up this new gnome who seems to be juggling, and I swear she's one of the best jugglers I've ever seen, but I don't know how to explain it, but she just appeared right when we needed another act. It was amazing. And then he talks about Gremlock and how he's amazed that even they got their hands on Gremlock, like how like it just seemed to all fit together so perfectly. And he talks about Snap a little bit and doesn't really trust the dinosaur, and he he swears the dinosaur is gonna eat an extra chicken one night and he's gonna lose it. And then, like, other journal entries that happen, it seems like something affects him midway through, and the lighting around the book that you see becomes a different color, and the ink turns into, like, almost like a milky white ink.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the drugs that he's taking and the visions that he sees in the night of, like, the letters that he keeps seeing. And it's those same letters that Gremlock spoke of. And that's it. Then he wrote, it's the rat lady. He didn't write that.
All right, Fidget opens her eyes and like probably like a few tears are streaming down her face. And she goes, he was holding a lot inside of him, that's for sure. He was, Myra was a strange one. But unfortunately, I couldn't find anything useful to what you were getting at with the things. But you can keep trying. And she hands Grimlock back the book.
All right, well, thanks for doing that. We'll just put a pin in Iceman for now. Agreed?
Yeah, Iceman, yeah.
Right, so we wrap it up, and then we're, are we going to leave poor Akbu?
Yeah, I think we should end, we should let Akbu do the roll, and then next episode we can do the Aberton trip.
Yeah. Alright, so what are you guys doing with Akbu's body?
He's wrapped up.
Take it to his car, probably.
He's putting it in fire.
Not fire.
You have a chance. We're going to say it went through the day. Your friends stayed by you sometimes. Did you guys stay by him the whole time?
Yeah, we were hanging out around him. Yeah.
Did you guys like do the whole Charizard thing? Just like rub him constantly?
No, I did not rub him.
I was rubbing him.
I wrapped him in blankets.
Unrelated rubbing, though.
All right, Akbu, you got a chance here. As long as you don't critically fail, you have another chance. But if you succeed, you're back.
All right, what bonuses do I got?
You get +1 from Snap. Is anyone else trying to give him any kind of bonus?
I can't give him any kind of magical bonus. Does my emotional support?
Oh, your emotional support. Yes, that's another plus. So you get +2, and I'm going to cap you at a +3. Is anyone else doing anything?
I mean, Grandma said he was rubbing him.
All right, Charizard rub, the good old Charizard rub. You get a plus 3 to your fortitude save. It's a DC 20.
DC 20.
Understand how much it must exceed 20?
Yeah. Yes, he has hit 20 or more.
That's crazy. All right, here goes nothing.
Shit. God. Well, next episode, Elmer will be having a character.
Oh, what you God.
Got? I rolled a nat one.
I'm trying to rub Akfu, then my hand, I don't know, I forget the strength, and I accidentally push him.
And he shatters the pieces.
Shatter Akfu!
I'm like, oh fuck. No.
His head pops off and rolls around. Fuck. Oh god.
So, Akfu.
He's on the floor. Like,
no, he's not on the floor. He's not shattered.
You got your plus 3, but you rolled a nat 1.
Wait, hold on. This is a new session.
No,
I use my hero point.
It's every time we sit down to play.
I use my hero point.
Give him it, Joe. Give it to the man.
Nah, kill him.
No, here's the thing, actually. He rolled a nat 1. He got plus 8. Plus his 3 extra. That gets into 11.
Yes.
So that's not. That's... Oh, but you rolled a 1, so it goes down 1 increment. So it is a critical failure.
Dead. He's dead, dead.
You.
He's dead, dead.
Permanently become stone, Akfu.
I don't think you heard me. I used my hero point.
You used both. You're going to have to talk to Chris about his bullying you.
No, I did not say that.
Akbu.
I had a feeling at the very beginning
that you're just gonna.
You should have asked to roll it next week.
This sucks.
Good night, sweet prince.
Goodbye, Akbu. You are loved.
You are loved by all.
Literally the only good person among us.
Seriously.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna come back as the
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.